Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Swift and Travis Kelce look set to tie the knot this weekend in New York's Madison Square Garden, and Dr. Ellen Howley, who's an assistant professor at the School of English in DCU, but also a firm Swiftie, is with me here on the line today. Ellen, good afternoon.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. How excited are you?
Oh, very excited. I mean, the group chats have been nonstop today in particular. Apparently, she's having her rehearsal dinner tonight. So it's really all kicking off for what looks like the big day tomorrow. Of course, none of this is confirmed, but there's lots of rumours swarming around.
Well, you know better than anybody. I mean, she's a firm believer in leaking little details and bringing fans along, you know, on a journey in advance of bigger plans or a big event. Why not do the same, I suppose, for your wedding day?
Well, absolutely. You know, as one of my friends said, she has to feed the fans, and we're being fed. So there's, you know, pictures emerging of kind of crews wearing Taylor Swift T-shirts, bringing what appears to be a castle into Madison Square Garden. The rumor is she's going to build a castle inside. There are trees being brought in, apparently. So this all seems to be leading up to the wedding. Tomorrow, a permit has been issued to close the street. This seems to be as much as the New York City can confirm. Although the mayor, Zohran Mamdani, has made several kind of jokes that if you're hypothetically getting married this weekend in Madison Square Garden, you know, stay cool in the heat wave and so on. So everyone is kind of getting involved.
I've also seen theories online, though, that this is all just a huge hoax and that Madison Square Garden is basically going to be a fan zone where fans will be able to view the wedding nuptials from somewhere else in the States.
Yeah. That's a strong possibility. You know, on the one hand, it seems like the perfect venue. It has, you know, a music history, a sporting history. She said on Graham Norton last year that she wants to invite everyone she's ever met. So the kind of rumored 1,000 guests would be great. But equally, there's this sense that it could be maybe even an after party for her own friends. Or yes, I've also heard that kind of fan zone watching party theory as well. So it's all, you know, everyone who actually is involved is very tight-lipped. Yeah. Apparently everyone's had to sign non-disclosure agreements.
Comedian Jess Spencer is joining us here, Ellen, as well. Is a castle and woodland themed venue in Madison Square Garden, is that a fairy tale wedding or is it kind of grotesque?
I think it's very much in line with what Taylor's done over the years when she tried to set up, you know, a romantic feeling in her gigs. When she was on her Speak Now tour, when she was only about 20, 21, she used to have tassels on stage. So it does seem very romantic to her. And, you know, I was thinking when they announced that Madison Square Garden was the potential venue, I was like, oh, that sounds horrible. That doesn't sound romantic at all. But when you think about it, Taylor's team are used to keeping a venue like that secure. You know, the security guards wouldn't be used to trying to keep a hotel secure for or keep her safe there. Whereas they're used to working in arenas and stadiums, and they'd be well able to keep everything under wraps, only release what Taylor wants to release. I think it makes a lot of sense in terms of trying to transform a venue like that into something like a hotel or into a castle, rather than trying to actually go to a castle. Because we've seen before where Taylor's gone to other people's weddings, like Jack Antonoff's, and fans turned up outside the venue and they were so loud and they were screaming for Taylor, and she won't want something like that at her own wedding. She's had a song, But Daddy, I Love Him, which was aimed at the fans, telling them to stop criticising who she dates. And she even says, you can't come to the wedding. So it makes sense that she would want to go to a place where she's performed before. She performed there 14 years ago when she was in her early 20s. And go somewhere where she's comfortable. She's used to transforming venues into a place of wonder and joy. She did it for the Eras Tour. Her team would set up every venue to be an incredible place. So her wedding is the exact same. It's not a new challenge for the team.
What are you expecting from the day? Like, what will you be disappointed if you don't get as a huge fan?
You know what? I'm not really expecting anything. I think Taylor herself is quite private when it comes to these things. She'll release what she wants to release. I am expecting that there's going to be hundreds of people there. She said that herself. But I wouldn't be surprised if this wasn't even a wedding. Like, there are rumors that it's actually, she's launching a record label. It's just, you know.
Yeah. What better time to do it, I suppose, when all eyes are on your wedding day from across the globe.
Yeah, exactly. Or it's the 20th anniversary of her career launching this year. Last month would have been the 20th anniversary of her debut single.
Funny would that
out.
Be if it's not the wedding at all.
Yeah, it could be that she's actually going back to re-release her debut album. She said that she already had it re-recorded, so maybe this is going to be a huge stunt to distract everyone while she goes and gets married in Bali or the Maldives or something.
Oh, Maeve is on the line too, Jess. Maeve, you're from the Irish Swifty Society. Would you be disappointed if it turns out that she's not actually walking up the aisle this weekend?
You know what? I would nearly be happier, I think, if it wasn't, because the whole week I've been very skeptical about the whole thing until I've seen all of the stuff going in. I'm nearly more on the train of this being a bit of an after party location, and she's actually going to have a small intimate wedding and then everyone else is going there afterwards. I think it would be nice in a way if she kept this to herself. But I do also think if she does get married in Madison Square Garden, it will still be very under wraps, and she'll probably have People magazine or something like that there to kind of get the official photos, and we're not going to hear anything for a week or two maybe. Now, they were very quick to announce the engagement, quicker than I would have thought, so it could be within the week.
And that
we'll
was
see
in
the photos,
Kansas City, wasn't it? Isn't that where they announced that?
I think it was where Travis was filming the podcast. He filmed the podcast and then walked outside and got engaged or something like that. I can't fully remember. Yeah, so I wouldn't be too disappointed, I think, if we don't see a wedding. But the closer it's gotten, the more I believe it. I was very skeptical. It didn't seem like something she would maybe do, but now I'm kind of on board.
what do you want from the wedding? Like, what sort of what kind of a dress do you have Taylor in, or what are you thinking?
Again, I was saying earlier, she's not a fashion girl. She's never been one that you see at the Met Gala and everyone's talking about it. So I do think she'll come out in a bit of a simplistic outfit. Like, I think she'll look gorgeous, and she'll kind of, I definitely think she's gone more back to her almost her, as I said, the 20 years ago, the debut era kind of style. I could see her in a very kind of classic princessy kind of dress, nothing too over the top and just kind of simple enough. But I do hope we get loads of lovely photos. Exactly. Well, yeah, she'll probably have a separate one for the after party and things. Yeah. But I think if we do see photos, it will be a week or two. But she has the money to make Madison Square Garden look like a completely different
Disneyland
place as well. So
the Swifty Society in Ireland be doing to mark the occasion, or will you?
It's just the group chats are going mad. The last week, everyone is talking. So we've got a group chat in Belfast and a group chat in Cork. And everyone is just kind of going mad. Everyone's speculating different things. And I think if we do see photos, I remember last year when the engagement happened, I was sat in a taxi and I looked down. And when I arrived at my location, after 20 minutes, I had gotten hundreds and hundreds of messages. So I think it'll probably be the same. As soon as any photos come out, we'll all be going mad.
Rachel's with us too. Rachel, you're a big Taylor Swift fan. How are you feeling ahead of the wedding?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I certainly am. Oh, I'm very excited. I mean, sure, it's like a royal wedding, isn't it? I mean,
we
need is for it to be televised. But look,
I
wouldn't
not.
Want that for her either. Ah, no. I mean, look, I think one of your other guests mentioned that when she was on Graham Norton, she did say everybody will be invited.
Yeah.
So I do think there's something in that. She also said in an interview back in 2009, I think it was the MTV Music Awards, that she's obsessed with castles and fairy tales. I'm sure we know this from her music anyway. So like that, she has the money to make Madison Square Garden into anything she wants.
I'm nearly surprised that yourself and Ellen and Jess and some of the kind of the true fans like Maeve as well aren't actually talking to us from New York this afternoon.
Listen, I have two toddlers. If I could, I would.
you would have made the trip over. You weren't convinced, Ellen, were you, to look for a last minute flight?
No, I'm probably not quite that invested like that. I think as one of the other contributors said, you know, I was skeptical up until recently as to whether it was actually happening. But I also think the fact that it's the 4th of July weekend, you know, it is a kind of royal wedding equivalent in America. It's Independence Day. There's a kind of classic Americana couple. So I think that's, that's kind of pointed in that sense as well. And which also makes me think maybe she will wear an American designer, although people like Vivienne Westwood and Sarah Burton.
She's kind of a big Tommy Hilfiger fan, isn't she? Doesn't she do a lot of stuff?
Yeah,
but
she wore Ralph Lauren for
the engagement. Apologies. Yes.
Engagement shoot. So let's see. I'm just like that, like everyone else, looking forward to the photos. I think there will be multiple looks. And we'll just have to I think she will give us something, whether it is a pictures or some kind of video content.
It's real last minute feeding the fans, Jess, isn't it?
It is. And you know what? People are just going to keep talking about it for the next few days until she does give us something. I even saw people speculating that her fringe isn't real anymore because the fringe isn't bridal. So they're saying that she's clipping in a fringe.
I love it. The nonsense.
Yeah, they're... You've no idea what's going on in people's heads now. If they're just looking at her, trying to make up at their mind about anything that could be going on.
That's great. Well, I've no doubt over the next day or two, we'll hear more from Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Not like them to keep it under wraps. For the moment, though, Dr. Ellen Howley, Maeve from the Irish Swifty Society, comedian Jess Spencer, and Rachel, thanks a million for getting in touch. Huge Taylor Swift fan. Email, as always, lunchtimelivenewstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.